Let's get right to it. We don't have a ton of time with Lisa Trumbull, President and CEO of Southern New England Health Network, or SONE.
SONE Health.
SONE Health, for short. And Dr. John Rodas, who is the president of Arista Health, former president of St. Francis Hospital.
Morning.
What kind of doctor are you?
OBGYN, high-risk obstetrics.
Oh, wow. Wow, only high risk.
That's what.
Yeah, my wife was she was induced for our first child at Hartford Hospital, and it was great. Things went well. Anyway, when it's your first one, it's absolutely nuts. Thanks. It's now 17 years ago, and she's applying to college, believe it or not. Well, thanks for coming in. You know, I'll start with you, Lisa. You know, people who don't know, what is SONE?
SONE. Southern New England Healthcare Organization is a clinically integrated network. We operate in Connecticut from as far south as Waterbury up through Hartford and into Springfield, Massachusetts. And our goal with our network, which is right now about 550 providers, is to provide value-based care to the patients that we serve. And by that, we mean population health that gets our patients in earlier before conditions get worse or progress to more chronic types of conditions. So we're a locally owned and governed organization by physicians. We're clinically integrated, so we cover care across the entire continuum that patients can experience care.
Let me just interject. So you're the physicians, it's
physician-owned? It's physicians.
So everyone has a stake in it, like that kind of thing?
That's exactly right. Physician-owned, physician shareholders, physician governed.
And you got to compete with the likes of like Hartford Healthcare.
That's correct.
And so when you say value-based, what does that mean?
You know, the way that I would phrase this is if you look at the best comparison I use that seems to hit well for everybody, if you take like an auto body shop, right? If you don't do all the right things to take care of your car, it breaks down, it falls apart, you bring it to a mechanic, it costs you a ton of money. Well, our healthcare system's built for bring things to me that need to be fixed and not necessarily to prevent things from happening in the first place. And so value-based care's intention is to get ahead of all that, address the issues that need to be prevented earlier so that they don't worsen. And we do that under the rubric of payer contracts that are aligned with quality outcomes and cost of care to reduce basically the spend out of the patient's pocket for the care that they're receiving.
Doctor, you're shaking your head affirmative.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Lisa. I think, put another way, value-based care really shifts the care to quality and outcomes and away from the traditional fee-for-service model where the more you do, the
more you get paid. How is it different,
though?
How does it manifest itself in real terms? Like, everything's fee-for-service.
That's the worst part of the system is everything is fee-for-service. There's no skin in the game.
But even with you guys, it has to. But that's the way the world works.
That's exactly right. And we're upside down. We get paid for everything we do, every unit of service. The way that it actually manifests in a fee-for-service environment is getting patients in earlier with their primary care provider. Here, the primary care is essential for the evaluation of the patient, understanding of what conditions they have, and preventing and maintaining that relationship in primary care the majority of the time to prevent excessive use of specialists when it's not needed, going to the right specialist when it's needed. So over time, the patient actually saves money out of their pocket.
Right. Well, Dr. Rodas,
providers are incented to keep patients healthy. That's the key. And they get paid for that if they keep patients healthy, keep them out of trouble, but keep them out of the hospital, out of the emergency departments. There's incentives baked into the value-based contracts so that they actually rewarded for that.
So there's a discernible difference for the doctor, for sure, and there's a discernible difference for the patient?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I was telling Lisa in the hallway. Yeah. My daughter, actually, is a nurse practitioner, not to toot her horn, but because she's in this type of practice, she can spend 45 minutes with a patient. And she tells me all the time, my patients are stopping smoking, they're losing weight, they're changing their diet. I'm like, wow, really? Nobody ever gets people to do that. She goes, well, Dad, I could spend time with them, and I could really educate them and nudge them to make the right choices.
So I'm just trying to get a feel for this in real terms. I'm an idiot, so just talk to me like I'm an idiot. I am a patient in your system. How is my experience different? So I go in, I can go in to see you whenever I want. Like, what is actually about my Yeah. What's actually different?
Well, first of all, we had a brief conversation.
I was very transparent. I don't go. It's not that I don't like to.
No, that's bad, though. That's bad because by the time that something's wrong with you, it probably could have been prevented. But you would get into our primary care providers generally to have an annual wellness visit. So that we can check all the things that need to be checked on you, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, get your colonoscopy, your prostate exam, whatever it might, you know, all those fun things.
All stuff we love.
All those things you don't want to have happen. But if you don't get them done, what happens is you end up with cancer, or you could end up with cancer, right? You know, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But the goal is to make sure that patients are being seen, that all the things that are obvious to us today in medicine are tested for and understood earlier so we can prevent it and change your habits to prevent any furtherance of the conditions.
I'm talking with Lisa Trumbull, who's the president and CEO of Southern New England Health Network, or SONE, and Dr. John Rodis, who's the president of Arista Health. Dr. Rodis, let me ask you, you know, is it scalable? Why isn't, if this is good, why aren't, I always think of, you know, I'm not harping on it, Hartford Healthcare just is the 600-pound gorilla or elephant or whatever. They're just huge. So
yes.
Why isn't this happening in more places?
Yeah, I know. I think it's a great question. And, you know, the essence is we need to transform the payment model, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, we still get paid. We, being hospitals and doctors, most of the time get paid for the more they do, the more they get paid.
So how should they get paid?
So they should get paid to keep patients healthy, to get them into their office early, to keep them out of the hospital, or if they do need a procedure, send them to a lower cost venue. You know, we were talking a little bit in the hallway. There's no real transparency. It's getting better, but there's really not a lot of transparency. And I can tell you, because I have first-hand experience, there's tremendous variability in quality and cost and safety across the system, but nobody really knows it. But if you could take advantage of that, you could send patients to a lower-cost venue, maybe to an ambulatory surgery center versus the hospital, keep them healthy, as Lisa said, maybe identify pre-diabetes and nudge the patient back to health so they don't ever get diabetes, as opposed to managing all the complications and paying for all the complications of diabetes downstream.
Yeah, the other way to address it, Brian, is a fixed payment. You have a population.
Yeah.
The population has a certain burden of disease, and you get a fixed payment per individual within that population to manage their health through a calendar year. And if you do better, then in by doing better, meaning you meet the quality measures, you reduce utilization, people are getting healthier, then there's an incentive built into the system for providers to earn by treating patients the right way and getting them healthier versus the system we have now, which is basically, you know, the more that we can do, the more we can bill, the more costly it gets for everybody in the process, but also the greater incentive there is with providers and health systems to do that.
It sounds great, but I mean, my problem is I pay this huge premium and then I got to meet this deductible and I'm like, screw that. I'm just not going to go.
Right.
What's happened is more of the cost over time has shifted to the employee, right? We have higher copays, deductibles, higher premiums.
And we just pay it.
And the employer is actually paying more. So I think what's happening in the marketplace is employers are finally realizing, hold it. First of all, now they have a fiduciary responsibility to optimize their health plan. That's a result of the Consolidation Appropriation Act that passed in 21. So now they have to pay attention to their plan and have to really deliver value to their employees, just like they do for their pension plan. As a result, the market's changing. So employers can engage with a primary care group, for example, say, can you just take care of my employees and keep them healthy?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's better for the employees. They're healthier. They have a better life. Lower cost to them and lower cost to the employer.
We're super tight on time. I'm sorry. I just want to.
Right.
You want to say something real quick?
No, go right ahead.
How long do you practice medicine?
40 years.
Has it ever been good? Like, has it ever been like where both sides are happy? I want you to make money. You went through school. You know, you run this healthcare system. I want you to have a great life. But I feel like it's never been in balance.
Yeah, no, I think it's largely true. When I was a full-time salaried employee, let's say at UConn, taking care of high-risk pregnancies, they came from wherever they came from, all over the state, regardless of how they could pay, you know, I could just focus on the patient. I'll worry about, you know, making payroll.
Right.
I think for most private practitioners, that's a real challenge.
Right. Listen, I'd like to have you guys back to have a little more time because I feel like, you know, we're up against the buzzer here. And I'd like to hash this out a little more. I kept my own personal things a little to the side because I have a lot of editorializing to do. But Lisa and Dr. Rodis, we really appreciate the time. Again, Lisa Trumbull, President and CEO of Southern New England Health Network, SONE, and Dr. John Rodis, President of Arista Health. We appreciate your time. time.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you for having us.